through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim.
Morena, Rachel. And Tess.
Morena.
It's like the old Morena handshake.
it's a real junkie situation. Before we go any further, can I just, as part of my media analysis and commentary for BFM,
yes,
say that Lillian deserves a gosh darn medal
she
for
bloody
her work
does
over the last few weeks.
Hard
She's
out.
Been so good.
Yep, absolutely holding it down. She's a proper legend. Absolutely.
Someone should bring her a cake or something.
Maybe we should.
Someone should, and not too quickly, because BFM need her now, but like in the future, hire her for their news team and pay her heaps of money.
Exactly. Hey, Tim, it's been a wild week for the media.
Yeah, it has. So it turns out that any of us could have bought stuff, because it's only worth a buck at the moment.
A literal dollar. What the heck?
Okay, so, I just need to ask you, Tim, is this a running joke, or is this actually true? It is only worth a dollar.
This is real. This happens a bit in business, is that you take a company as a going concern, which means you have to take all of its assets and its liabilities.
Right.
So you sort of, to zoom out a little bit, what's happened is that this is the latest stage in a 5-year saga where the company NZME is trying to buy Stuff. Right now, Stuff is owned by Nine Entertainment, which is an Australian company,
mm-hmm.
and NZME have been trying to purchase Stuff for a long time. It's the opinion of both parties that the New Zealand media environment can't sustain these two big players. There's not enough money in it anymore, so they need to conglomerate to survive. And for the last 5 years, they've been trying to make this deal happen. But the thing that's been holding it up is the New Zealand Commerce Commission, which is part of the government, has stopped it because they think that it will reduce the diversity and plurality of voices in the New Zealand media market. Which is something
a fair concern, maybe. Yeah,
you always need to be concerned about a monopoly happening in the media market, right? But what's happening at the moment is, we just saw with Bauer, you've got these huge media institutions which simply aren't turning over enough money to be sustainable in the long term. And then all it takes is something like, oh, I don't know, a global pandemic, and suddenly they start falling completely down.
Yes. So how did we get to $1? How did we get to a $1 price on it?
This latest chapter is really quite weird what happened in the last week, because NZME came out and said that they were seeking urgent permission from the government, from the Commerce Commission, to consider their latest bid to buy Stuff for $1. They wanted to finalise this deal by the end of the month. So they actually put notification out to the New Zealand Stock Exchange, the NZX, to all the shareholders, to say we are... it was a little bit of a manipulative move, because they were using that release to try and urge the government to make this decision really quickly.
Right.
But an unexpected thing happened, which is that Nine Entertainment came out and said, our talks fell over last week. This deal isn't on the cards.
Whoa.
Yeah, but then NZME came back out after that on the same day and said, nah, bro, it absolutely is. We're still in an exclusive binding negotiation, and we're still operating within the terms of that.
Far out.
So right now it's a little bit confusing to know if the negotiation is still happening, but as it stands at the moment, according to NZME, it is, but according to the people that own Stuff, that isn't anymore. So in the next few days, I guess we're going to find out how that all turns out.
This is like a giant chaotic dragon's den or something. Everyone's like, buy my failing media company, and everyone's like, I'm not doing that. Oh yes you are.
Yeah.
You promised me you'd do that.
Would be bizarre without this added thing of Nine Entertainment saying, no, our talks fell over last week. Like,
yep.
It would still be weird, but it just adds a whole level of weirdness to this.
Extremely weird. So that is another chapter in the ongoing hectic saga that is
NZME
and what's going on there at the moment. Anything else happening in the mediascape, Tim?
Well, that's definitely the biggest story. Some other little tidbits. You might remember a real piece of shit named Alan Jones, who's like the Australian version of Mike Hosking, but, you know, kind of if Jabba the Hutt and Mike Hosking had a kid, that would be Alan Jones.
Wow.
He told Jacinda Ardern he wanted to shove a sock down her throat.
That's right,
rightly
unfortunately.
Called him out about
I do remember
contribution
that.
To the climate crisis. He's resigned, which I guess ultimately is good. I was just disappointed that he got to do it on his own terms.
Yeah,
So he's going away at the end of this month. Winston Peters has been creating a lot of negative headlines about New Zealand and China for taking... I've tried to tease out the... I want to be sort of specific about this because Winston Peters did couch this as a personal opinion, but of course he is... the Deputy Prime Minister and holds, you know, very senior portfolio in our government. But he expressed support for Taiwan to join the World Health Organization recently, and China doesn't accept Taiwan's independence. This is core to their One China policy, that Taiwan is part of, there is only one China and Taiwan is part of that. So the Foreign Ministry of China has spoken out pretty vociferously, if I can use a $2 word.
Go for it.
Against New Zealand's position, saying that it deplores and opposes the position that New Zealand's taken, and even said that this could threaten bilateral agreements between our two countries. Their state media has obviously followed that mood and come down pretty heavily on us. And the last little thing I want to bring up is a story that just I was desperately scrambling to see if there was anything interesting about because it just broke on RNZ. They have successfully official Information Act, requested a whole bunch of documents about something that's happening in their own organisation, which is the whole RNZ concert and youth music station thing. Colin Peacock, who's their Media Watch presenter, has done a big TikTok of these documents of who knew what when.
Wait, a TikTok like the...
Oh, sorry. Sorry. A timeline or a chronology.
I'm just imagining Colin Peacock doing like a dance.
I am officially...
all of the documents.
I am a dinosaur using an outdated term that is now a social media platform.
Oh my God.
Back in the day, a TikTok used to be a way to refer to a sequence of events and when they happened in the chronology. So it's basically just going like, this is when RNZ said this, or this is when the ministry knew this. It's all a little bit confusing and slightly boring. But
you know what would make it less boring, Tim, is if he did a dance to a song and put it on a viral, put it up as a viral TikTok. There we go.
Kept it to a maximum of 30 seconds. to Ariana Grande. That would be more entertaining.
That would be great.
The main takeaway from it is that there are some numbers right at the bottom of the article, which is that according to estimates from RNZ, the new youth-focused music station would cost, if they want to focus on, I think it was the five major cities in New Zealand, $4 million to set up and then $500,000 a year to operate. If they want to do a nationwide FM operation, it would cost $8 million to set up and $2 million a year to operate, which is, you know, pretty significant chunk of change. So
yes.
That is in their strategy documents at the moment.
So they'd be saving their pocket money up then.
Indeed. It was really weird, excuse me, going through... It seems like they asked the government... if, like, really early on, if they could have that frequency to put the youth station on, and then sort of forgot that they asked and started forming the strategy without it.
Ooh.
It's very odd, but if you're into that sort of thing, I invite you to read Colin Peacock's write-up.
Watch Colin Peacock's TikTok.
Yeah, and we're going to try and force him to do a TikTok.
Votes for your favourite TikTok song for that to go to 5395. Hey, thank you so much for that this morning, Tim. Plenty going on there, and I'm sure we'll be touching base with those again. So we'll talk to you again next week.
Great to speak with you both, and hopefully I'll see you next week.
Hopefully we'll see you in person. That'll be great. See you,
nice
Tim.
Bye, guys. Catch ya.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.